Blog Talk Radio.
It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone. It's Film Festival Radio, the show where superstars and future stars happily coexist together. And now, here's your host, Janice Malone.
Mode there. We had a crazy technical glitch there, but we're back on the air here. And we want to, if you didn't catch the first 10 seconds, want to say thanks, as always, for tuning in to Film Festival Radio Show. And we have a fun show right now, kind of a short show, but it's fun. I'm sure you've seen advertisements and promotions about Fox's new drama show series called Lucifer. Yeah, that guy. Well, this is a series that's, it just kind of takes away everything that we thought we knew or have been taught about Lucifer. Okay, well, this Lucifer, he comes to Los Angeles, City of Angels. Isn't it just, you know, ironic there? But Lucifer comes to Los Angeles. He's very handsome. He's very charismatic. He is portrayed by Tom Ellis, and among all of the different projects that he's done, we probably remember him most from the show Rush. But anyway, Lucifer, he has a last name. His name is Lucifer Morningstar. Oh, yeah, I know. But anyway, this Lucifer comes to Los Angeles because he's been in hell and he's bored and he's unhappy with, I guess, making things miserable in hell. So he decides to come to Los Angeles, you know, to try to, I guess, get some... What, make people in Los Angeles? I don't know. We're going to find out and see. But anyway, it all boils down to this Lucifer ends up in Los Angeles, and he kind of flips the script on what we've been taught about Lucifer. He ends up helping a beautiful young lady solve a homicide crime. And he's having such a good time in Los Angeles, as most of us do when we go to Los Angeles. Lucifer does not want to go back to hell where he belongs. He just doesn't want to go back. So our featured guest for this show is B.B. Woodside, actor, very distinguished actor. You've seen him in Suits, 24, just Buffy the Vampire Slayer, just so many different shows. Well, he stars, B.B. stars as the angel Amandiel. Amandiel or Amandiel? I think it's Amandiel. And so anyway, this angel, Amandiel, has been sent to Los Angeles supposedly by God to convince Lucifer to get back to his job, get back to the underworld where he's supposed to be the devil, where everybody's scared of him and what have you, and quit solving homicide crimes and such in Los Angeles. So that brings us to our featured guest again. D.B. Woodside stars as the angel Amandiel, and he's going to tell us a lot about his character and how he got on this wickedly funny, somewhat, to me it's kind of funny, but we're going to tune in. It premieres on January 25th on the Fox Television Network, at 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you are snowed in the Midwest or the East Coast, you just got to watch, because what else can you do but watch TV and movies? So anyway, let's tune in to Lucifer on January 25th at 9. But right now, let's take a listen to my featured guest, D.B. Woodside, who stars as the archangel. I don't know if he's an arch. I don't know the difference between an archangel and an angel. But anyway, he stars as Angel Amina Deal, and we're going to listen to what he has to say about his character.
Well, good afternoon, Mr. Woodside. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm definitely okay.
Okay.
But anyway... you are in, it looks like a really interesting new show. The title for sure, Lucifer. Okay, your character, is it the name of your character, Amina Deal? Is that his name?
Yes.
Okay.
Amina Deal, yes.
What? I mean, a part of this spelling looks like you want to say amen. Okay, but that's another whole story. But who is this guy?
Amina Deal is—he's an archangel. You know, he is one of God's sons. He is the best way to explain Amina Deal is in the Bible. Whenever God talks about kind of exacting wrath on Earth, Amina Deal is the son that He sent. So Amina Deal is a warrior angel. He's a kind of a soldier for God. He's a very powerful, very serious individual. He exacts God's vengeance on Earth.
Okay.
You know, so he basically is sent down from heaven to tell Lucifer, who happens to be his brother, to tell him that he needs to go back to hell. And Lucifer refuses to go, and so that's how the story unfolds. You know, what happens as a result of that.
So, in other words, so how do you tell Lucifer to go to hell? That's kind of tough.
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing, right?
Uh-huh.
He left hell and came to Los Angeles because he wanted a vacation. And he basically, his vacation has turned into a vacation that's lasted 5 years.
So now
and,
he has to
you know, God has sent a Amina Deal to Earth to tell Lucifer that he needs to go back because nobody is watching the inmate, you know? And if no one is watching the most evil spirits, the most evil souls, well, it's only a matter of time before they start to escape. And when they escape, they're going to be escaping back to Earth. So someone needs to be there to watch these evil souls. But Lucifer is tired of that job. He doesn't want to do it anymore.
Right.
And he now wants to live his life for him.
For him, in LA.
So we're having problems with that, of course.
Uh-huh.
My father and the Amina Deal.
And the Amina Deal. So how do you prepare to play a character like this? What did you have to do?
You know what? It's most of it's already right there in the writing, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's just very, very powerful, very, very solid writing. For me, it was just trying to focus on the fact that here is a guy, you know, for more or less, the only thing that he's known in his entire existence is war. You know, he is a warrior angel. He's a soldier.
Yeah.
So it's just basically about, you know, trying to think about yourself as a soldier, you know, where you just have one task and you don't question why or how. You follow through on what the order is. And God, like I said, who is my father, has ordered me to convince or drag Lucifer back to hell. Mm-hmm. So that's all he thinks of, you know. So when he comes down to Earth and has to start dealing with, you know, these things that we humans call emotion, it starts to affect him in strange and sometimes funny, sometimes frightening ways.
Mm-hmm. Well, this character is a far cry from your role as Malcolm. I should say Frank's from VH1 Single Ladies. I mean, far cry from him. Or maybe it isn't, or is it to
yeah.
you?
Yes, it is. Exactly the reason why I love it so much, you know. I mean, I love Malcolm. Malcolm is a character that is close to my heart. I think the series was over way too soon, if I can put that on record.
Yes,
and, you know, and if there was ever any kind of reunion-type show or us to maybe take it to movies to see what the future holds for Malcolm and Keisha, I would be ready to jump on that in a heartbeat. Nonetheless, I am overjoyed that I am part of a new show that I believe so much in, and I think it's really going to surprise people. And I'm excited for people to get a chance to see what we've been doing here for the last 6 months. And I just want people to come to the show to have an open mind, an open heart, and just prepare to laugh and be moved. And also, it's probably going to challenge some of our beliefs, you know, challenge us to think differently. And anytime that art can do that, it's just amazing. It's amazing to be a part of something like that.
Well, you know, when I first heard about this show, the title itself, Lucifer, you know, I hadn't seen any previews or video clips or anything. And just hearing about it, reading about it, I thought this was going to be something like Buffy the Vampire Slayer or some of these cool vampire-type, scary horror-type shows, which is, from what I've seen, is totally not, which is kind of cool in a way.
Yeah. I actually would say it is like a Buffy the Vampire Slayer for grown-ups,
okay.
You know? So
okay.
What I would say is all those people that liked Buffy, all those people that liked Angel, mm-hmm. they definitely should come check out this show because now we're all grown up. We're not kids anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of picks up where those shows left off. It still has comedy, it still has romance, and at the same time, it has a certain amount of weight, a certain amount of gravitas that I think comes with mature. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I really would encourage all those Buffy fans, all those Angel fans, to come on out and check out Lucifer.
Well, to further speak of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, you did, 13 or 14 guest appearances on that show, didn't you?
I did. I basically joined the cast mm-hmm. In the last season.
Okay.
You know, I wasn't supposed to, but Joss really liked that character. He liked what I was doing with the character and just kept me around, and I was happy to be around because it was a world that I loved.
Well, hey, sounds like you're back in that world again, as you said, but everybody's now more grown up. I don't know. For some reason, I guess we will find out when the show premieres, but it just seems, in a few days, it just seems like you guys, your characters are going to be very well-dressed. Is that just me or what?
isn't that television? I mean, like, don't you feel
yeah.
like, you know, every television show, no matter what genre, everyone's always looking good.
Just,
everyone's always got, you know. I think that's just the world of American TV. I mean, you know, Americans, after working long hours, you know, if they're going to give over their time to watching a television show, they want to make sure that the people on the television show look nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. It just seemed like this Lucifer show that you guys are going to just be extra well dressed. I mean, the best, the cuts, the European styles. I don't know why I get that impression, but I'll tune in to see. But I just think.
All right. Well, I think that the cast will definitely, you know, it's a bunch of very pretty, beautiful people, you know, women and men, and I definitely think that you know, everybody will be dressed, you know, nicely.
Okay. And plus, based in L.A., the show is based out of L.A., so yeah, how could it not, you know? But
and if we have time for like about one more question.
Okay, I want to know, DB, what kind of big party plans, premiere party plans?
You know what? I'm not a big party guy. I know that all of us plan on. You know, we've been shooting the show in Los Angeles and primarily up here in Vancouver, Canada. And so we're going to be still up here. Most of us are going to, actually all of us are still going to be up here when the show premieres on Monday. So I think we're all going to get together up here, have a little dinner, you know, hopefully crack open a really good bottle of wine and sit back and enjoy the show like everybody else in Middle America, just with a small group of people, sit back and just enjoy it. Sit back and you know, finally get a chance to see what we've been putting our hearts and souls into for the past 6 months.
Well, we're going to join you guys as well. I don't know if any of you guys are going to be tweeting live tweets or anything like that, but for sure we're going to watch because, I got to see how well-dressed everybody's going to be. I've already put that out there, but anyway.
All right, fantastic.
Thank you so much, DB, and I'm kind of excited about this show. Just the name itself got my attention. So we're going to tune in and find out just how great it is, how good it is.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, guys. Have a great weekend, both of you.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, that was DB Woodside from Fox's new series Lucifer, which will, again, be premiering on January 25th, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Eastern Time. I'm in the Central Time Zone. But anyway, it sounds like it's going to be a fun show. Not the typical, oh, I'm so scared of Lucifer character that we've been taught to fear and what have you. They've put a, you know, Lucifer has a job now, thanks to this show. But anyway, we're going to tune in to find out. And D.B. Woodside sounds like he is going to be on his character, at least, Amenadiel, the angel, will be on the case of trying to convince Lucifer, dude, you got to go back to hell. You got to go. You know, you've been given a command. You got to go. Okay. But anyway, I think it's going to be, I definitely will be tuning in. Because this is kind of, you know, I kind of like that urban, city, urban, you know, this new modern style storylines and settings that a lot of these traditional stories that we've grown up on, like Grimm's fairy tales and all of that, they've taken and put this new modern spin and modern characters, the good-looking guys and gorgeous gals who are normally villainesses and, oh, no. Not anymore. So anyway, this show airs, as said, on January 25th on Fox, and we'll be tuning in with the rest of the world to see what this good-looking guy, Lucifer, is all about. Lucifer Morningside. He has a last name now. And we want to thank D.B. Woodside for sharing a few minutes of his time. I was asking so many questions. I just, you know, it's better to have more questions than not enough. But anyway, we thank you guys for listening. That's going to wrap it up for this mini edition of the show. As always, we appreciate you listening to us. If you have an email you'd like to send us, filmfestivalradio@gmail.com, and we'll be right there. So we'll see you guys on our next show. So take care. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Film Festival Radio. with your host, Janice Malone. Be sure to download this and other episodes at filmfestivalradio.com.